Number 150. Talking with talent. Many people want to make change and to share their opinions with others, but find when they open their mouths, people don't listen. They might give up on ever trying to speak again or just get louder and louder trying to force people to listen to them. Any old ravening rapscallion can rattle on and rave about things he doesn't like, but if you want to be a true rebellious reactionary and make real change in, or even raise your realm, you must learn how to give a good speech. First, if you are going to get raucous and rant without using ratiocination, you will ravage your rapport with your audience. Try to establish a pleasant rapprochement with your audience instead of antagonizing them. Do not speak in a raspy, rebarbative voice. Ration your words, have a strong rationale for your argument, and don't let yourself get raveled up with too many ideas. Don't be rapacious or ravenous for an audience, and don't try to realign their thinking without their consent. Rational people will readily listen with rapt attention to a person who can rationalize. You shouldn't use reams of paper writing practice speeches. Instead, speak from your heart with a short, rarefied talk. Always ratify your beliefs with facts. Intelligent people don't want to be ravished with emotion. They want ratification and logical evidence. Do try to be creative, though. Think of your speech as a part of nature, filled with metaphorical rarns, ravines, and rapids. Sometimes it will be calm, sometimes deep, and sometimes wild. While talking, think of your words as a reagent, ready to cause action, rather than a reactant which is spurred into action by other things. Never use words which cut like razors and rasps to bully your audience. Don't make promises, such as offering rebates on rare objects, unless you can deliver on your words. Look ravishing when you speak. Don't make dense arguments. Make them a rarefaction instead. If you follow this advice, you will have a ravenous audience that goes into raptures over your words. Many people have tried to be a reaper of spoken success just by being louder than their opponent. They pay no attention to the advice I have set forth here, and end up being hated or gaining unfair control. One thing you always should remember when you feel like raising your voice is the old saying, "Those who will turn their head from a shout will strain to hear a whisper."